Let's begin, Nick, with the overwhelming voter turnout in Grant County.
Absolutely. It was just north of 70%, which is big, considering that 4 years ago we were at 57%. And even in the races where President Obama ultimately won, we only saw low 60% turnout numbers there. So in terms of recent turnout, this year was big for Grant County.
And given that large voter turnout, the county was still able to get its votes counted pretty efficiently.
You know, I feel like you're seeing this a lot when you look tonight at what's happening nationally around the state. I think people were really prepared knowing that there was going to be, you know, this big surge in absentee ballots. But Grant County started counting their absentee ballots on Monday morning, and they had those numbers reported within an hour of polls closing. And they had all of the early voting centers from across the county reported by 8:30 tonight. And Grant County was the first county in New Mexico to have all of their vote tallies. And, of course, as with all races, those are unofficial numbers. The county commission meets next week to actually do the canvass, which is the point when those will actually become official totals.
Let's talk about some of the races that became clear on election night.
Yeah, well, on the county level, everything really kind of stayed the same. We had three seats on our five-seat county commission up for re-election, and all of the incumbents were re-elected there, a Republican and two Democrats. The two Democrats definitely had tight margins in those races, but won them fairly safely. And then, you know, we've got some races that are real competitive. It looks like Jim Foy, who's the incumbent, in the 6th Judicial District, district judge's seat. You know, he's running in his competitive election, and he won Grant County, and he's looking strong from numbers we've seen so far in Luna and Hidalgo counties, which make up that district. So he's looking good. And then, of course, there are very close races for State House and District 39, which has as many votes in Doñana County as it has in Grant County. And then, of course, in State Senate, which is that open seat between Sayakreya Hemphill, who beat the incumbent in the Democratic primary, and then Jimbo Williams, who's a Republican from Catron County. And that's real close, and it looks like that's going to be dependent on what happens with the numbers up in Socorro County. And but Sayakreya Hemphill did, in fact, win here in Grant County. I think it was about 1,300 votes was her margin here.
What sense did you get from voters that you may have spoken to or interacted with along the way?
Well, I mean, we had a good chance to talk to a bunch of voters tonight. Today, probably the most noteworthy thing as far as Election Day voting was based on what happened in early and absentee numbers. You know, we had 60% turnout in those votes alone. And so, you know, people who are used to more typical elections really expected, you know, we were going to pick up another 20% today and we were going to end up with something like 80% voter turnout. But at the polls today, things were real quiet. We got a chance to talk to an 18-year-old who this was her first time voting and she was really motivated there with her dad. And there were also some really nice moments. One of the pizza franchisees here in town over the lunch hour had a table set up at a couple of our polling places in Silver City, just handing out slices of pizza to people who showed up to vote for free, which was super nice. So it was a real community feeling today. I think a lot of folks were concerned about voter intimidation, and there was a lot of, you know, people on the lookout for that here and everywhere. And I think most noteworthy to me was just really the complete absence of that.
Any changes overall in Grant County that you can point to as a result of the election?
Grant County historically has been very Democratic. Democrats enjoy a voter registration advantage and have for eternity. The interesting thing with the 70% turnout is although Democrats won almost across the board, the margins that you would expect to see, and certainly in some of the statewide races like U.S. Senate, Ben Ray Lujan carried the county, but not by a huge margin. Same in CD2. You didn't see the kind of numbers for Torres Small there that you would ordinarily expect to see out of Grant County. And it's hard to know, you know, one election, what to attribute that to. But certainly, while you look at the end results, Republicans lost most everything, when you look at those margins and compare that to historical numbers, they perform very well.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick, for the update from Grant County. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.